by you. And us sit there and sit there and sit there, and you can't talk to me, and you can't hear my voice. If I sit by you, you can easily access me. If I sit by you, I can easily access you. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Do you understand that? You have access to the Son of the living God. You have access to intelligence beyond your intelligence. You have access to power beyond your power. You have access to victory beyond any kind of victory you have ever known. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Good God Almighty. What in the world are we doing coming off our seats? Stay seated with Christ in heavenly places. Don't be earthbound in your mentality. Be heavenly bound in your mentality. Make a mind. I'm having a higher mind. My mind's going into higher places. I'm not going to think down here all the time. I'm going to start thinking up here in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to start accessing things I've never accessed before, because I'm entering a realm of higher dimension and higher thought. Does that make sense to you? Now, I'm just flowing with you here. We're just going to let the Holy Ghost, let's just let the Spirit of God talk to us tonight. If you want the power of the Holy Spirit, take advantage of your seat with Christ in heavenly places. Can I sit by you without being warm with you? I could, but wouldn't that be improper? How in the world could we think that we're sitting with Christ in heavenly places and he's not going to give us any attention? And what would you do if this guy didn't give you any attention? The Holy Ghost wants your attention. Jesus wants your attention. Come on, church. He wants you to pay him close attention. He wants you to be interested in him. I've been with this woman a long time. I've been paying attention to her for a long time. If I quit, I'm in trouble. If I step down from that, I'm in trouble. Now, what would she do if I all of a sudden I changed and I just started ignoring her? Would I hear about it? Would I know about it? Jesus wants us to know that he wants you to be interested. He wants you to dream. He wants you to be interested. He wants your mind on him. He wants you to be chasing him. He wants you to be giving him full and complete attention. Seated with Christ in heavenly places. Access it. Take advantage of that and access what's available. Now, Jesus took the disciples aside. And what did he do before Pentecost? Scripture says he called for them and took them aside. And he what? He breathed on them, reminiscent of what the Father done to Adam. Jesus breathed on those disciples and said, what? Receive ye the Holy Ghost. He didn't even make it sound complicated, did he? He just went, receive the Holy Ghost. And then told them, go tarry in Jerusalem. And the scripture says he commanded them, don't leave there. Tarry until you be endued with power from on high. And the word endue there means to be clothed. It's the Greek word enduo. And it means to be clothed upon or to put clothing over. So let's think of it this way. If I'm not endued with the Holy Ghost, if I'm not endued with power from on high, then I'm naked. I'm not interested in sitting naked. But that's the equivalent spiritually, what it's like if the church don't have Pentecost, brother. It's a naked church. And how many knows you can't be naked without being ashamed? You couldn't be naked without being embarrassed. You couldn't be naked without turning red. Now, I'm not trying to be. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't either. Okay. I'll dig out here in a minute. But I have to make a point. We need the Holy Ghost, or the church is not clothed. And that's why Jesus said, tarry, wait, tarry, stay, don't quit, don't give up, don't go home. Tarry until you receive power from on high. Now, he actually said, wait to receive power. So these clothes empower us. And Jesus said, breathe on them and said, receive this. And didn't it all sound complicated, does it? Receive it. Now I want to bring another scripture to your attention. We're leading to something. Paul said this. Comes along later and it's the Apostle Paul. And under the inspiration and power of the Holy Ghost, he says this, all Scripture, not part of the Scripture, not a little bit of the Scripture, but all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That word inspiration means to inbreathe, to push air into, to force air into. This is expiration. This is to expire, but to inspire, to push into, to breathe into. And so the word implies this. God took his mighty breath and blew up his word like you would blow up a balloon. God breathed into his word and blew up his word. Now, the Bible you're holding here today is blown up. It's blown up, it's inflated by the breath of God. So what's going to happen to you when you take this word and you put it inside you? What's going to happen to you? What? You're going to blow up. You're going to be up. You're going to blow up. You're not going to walk around deflated. You're going to blow up on the inside. You're going to fill up with the power of the Holy Spirit. Like the Word is full, you're going to be full. And then the Scripture says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, God blew the room up. Amen. God blew the whole room up, and everybody in there felt a mighty rushing wind come into that whole room, and the cloven tongues, like I said this morning, like fire, set up on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Let God blow up your life. Say, if you blew up the upper room, then blow up my room. Blow up where I live. Blow up in me. I've come to get your word so I can blow up on the inside.
I'm not coming to get your word so I can just know about you. I'm coming to get your word so I can fill up with you. Like you filled the word up with yourself, God. Because in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. God has taken his place in his word. How did he take his place in his word? He blew up in it. So you can't take the word in you and not blow up on the inside. It's time for the church to get bigger. And I'm not just talking about numerically, although that will happen, but I'm talking about bigger on the inside. It's time for the church to get big on the inside and believe that God will do these things that he done in his very in the very word of the living God. Amen. Now, do you see where I'm going here? So if we get the word in us, we should think of this word from God is coming in and adding to the breath of the Spirit of God that's already on the inside of me, and promoting that breath and inspiring that breath that is on the inside of me. And when I'm receiving this, I am receiving the breath of God, the same breath that blows into the upper room. That's what I'm receiving. So you can't miss if you go Bible and you go prayer and you're seeking God and you're staying before God and you won't quit and you won't let up and you just keep dreaming about it and desiring it and going after it and thirsting for it. There's no way that you can mess up your life like that. I remember one time years ago, my mother got saved. She got saved before any of us. She was a Pentecostal, fired up woman. And brother, she would tell you at the drop of the hat about Jesus and drop her own hat. And I remember she had the whole, you know, when she first got the Holy Ghost, and she took up that Bible, and she started staying in that Bible and getting that word in her. And she ran into some fellow down to the country grocery store. This is a little country place. And she ran into this guy down at the store, and here's what this guy, he was talking to her. Mary Helen, I've heard. He said, you know, people are talking about how you really going Bible here. I mean, you really said you're just reading that Bible all the time. He said, you got to watch that now. That Bible will drive you crazy. Now, we know that sounds ignorant. But literally, the Bible will change your mind. He meant in a negative way. But the word of God will change your mind and change your life. It will condition you for the move of the Holy Ghost. Now, I was thinking in line with this and thinking about what Paul said in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14 about the tongues and the use of the tongues in the public service. And some of the things he said about the tongues. And he said things like this. He said, first of all, pursue or chase after love, but desire spiritual gifts, or the word there can mean spiritual manifestation, or that which is of the Holy Spirit. Then he said, he who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. Speaks not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. So I thought about that scripture and how that if we will speak in tongues more and pray in tongues more, it is for direct communication, direct spiritual language for intimacy with the Father. It's what it's for. He who speaks in an unknown tongue doesn't speak to men, but speaks to God. And then it says this, speaks to God. He who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, speaks to God, and he edifies himself. And one time, many years ago, I looked up that word, edifies himself. And the word edify there means he charges or builds himself up or charges himself up. And it implies like you would charge up a battery. Now what, and I thought about this. I thought, now what happens if I take a battery that needs to be charged and I put it on the charger? What happens? The charger fires into the battery its current. Right? It fires that into the battery. And as the charger fires the current into the battery then is reaches a point where we call it charged. The battery is charged. Right? Well, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, when you pray in tongues, that's praying with your spirit. When you pray in tongues, here's what's happening. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to fire into you the God current. Did you catch that? You're allowing the Holy Spirit to fire into you the God current. And that current will cause you to reach the God charge. And hence we can discover a term called high voltage Christianity. Do you want to be low voltage, or do you want to be high voltage church?
Hello.
Then pray in tongues. And if you say, I don't know how to pray in tongues, then get it. Receive it. Take it by faith. And start praying in tongues. And you will be charged up. The God charge. You can reach the God charge. Now what's happening when you pray in tongues? It's the Spirit of God firing into you. The God current. Now with that God current firing into you, can you stay flat? God. Can you stay flat? You cannot stay flat. It is impossible to stay flat. You're going to be charged up. When you are charged up, you lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You cast out devils. You speak again with new tongues. Amen? I'm telling you, this is how it works. You must pray in the Holy Ghost. We were talking today over the lunch table, and I said to the pastors, I said, I think we are entering into a time where we are entering a time where it's going to be very important that we pray in tongues more than we ever prayed in tongues. This is really important, to pray in the Holy Ghost. Paul said this. Let me tell you what's going on when you pray like that. Paul said, when I speak with tongues, he said, my spirit prays. But he said, my understanding is unfruitful. So he doesn't come to this conclusion. He doesn't come to this conclusion because my understanding is unfruitful, then I ain't going to pray in tongues. No, he comes to the opposite conclusion. He said, I will pray with my spirit, and I will pray with my understanding also. I'll do both. Because he said, when I pray in tongues, when I speak with tongues, he said, my spirit prayeth. So when you speak with tongues, your spirit is being activated. It is impossible to activate your spirit and exercise spirituality without this. You must pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in tongues to engage your spirit. Think about this. Your spirit is not lying latent and dormant. But when you pray, he said, my spirit prayeth. My spirit's active. When I speak with tongues, my spirit's active. My understanding is unfruitful. In other words, I don't understand what I'm saying. This is the great Apostle Paul. But my spirit prays. And then he goes on and he says this. Because a lot of us are really afraid today to be tagged as weird. Then Paul goes on, brother, and he said, I'll sing with my spirit. This is the Apostle Paul. Wrote 2/3 of the New Testament under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He said, I will sing with my spirit. And I will sing with my understanding also. So we know what he's talking about. It's clear. He's talking about singing in tongues. Get back to singing in tongues. Get back to praying in tongues and get back to singing and praising God in tongues. Oh, shagodamashandai. And just lifting up our voices and just praying in the Holy Ghost and singing in the Spirit. And what it will do is it will cause your spirit to react. There will be more action in your spirit. Action in the spirit. How can you be flat? How could you be dead? How could you be flat if you've got action going on in your spirit? So it's so important. And Paul even said, and was logically concluding here, he's saying, here's the spiritual logic that I get from this. He's saying, I'm going to do both. It's that. This is what Paul said. So if Paul said, I'm going to do both, then maybe we ought to do both. If it helped Paul, it'd probably help us. I'm trying to help you. You getting what I'm saying, right? Now, how many of you in here have already been filled with the Holy Spirit and you just spoke in tongues? I don't care if it's just as recent as this morning. Okay. Wow. So there's several in the room that already speaks in tongues. Now, the next time you speak in tongues, I want you to see your spirit being active. I'm actually exercising the breath of God in my spirit. Now think of it that way. I'm actually activating and keeping in motion the breath of God in my spirit. And if the breath of God is active in my spirit, I'm blowing up on the inside. I can't stay flat. I'm blowing up on the inside. The same thing that filled the upper room and then filled all the believers is filling up on the inside of me. So it's so important, once you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, to stay active in those tongues that you receive. The Packer guy back there, you received this morning, didn't you? See that? Now, did your wife receive? Did you receive? It's time for you too. It's your time too. Because, see, the high priest of your house, your husband, has received. So it's your time too. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's yours. And you're going to receive. So this morning, this man, he rooted for the Packers today. And your team won. So you should be blown up in every which way you could blow up somebody. So tonight, we're gonna pray for your wife, and you're going to help us pray for your wife, and we're going to believe God, and she's going to receive the Holy Spirit too. The gift of the Holy Ghost is coming upon this church to receive it, and receive it quickly. Remember, there's no way when this breath hits us that we are going to stay down. Boom! From then on, we're getting up and moving on. Amen? Now, I want us, if you could do music tonight, I don't want to labor this for a long time. I'd like for some music to come, please. Those, like this man's wife, those of you that who have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in your own personal spiritual language, the tongues. Do you understand that? Listen, I want to encourage you this way. Everybody receives their own personal spiritual language. So don't think, I'm going to sound like that man when I pray in tongues. So, see, your language will sound totally different than mine probably. So you come to receive your own personal prayer language so you can have this direct line of intimacy with the Father. And you've seen just a few of the benefits to using the spiritual language and praying in tongues and how it edifies you and builds you up. So we need this gift to receive this gift. Now, when Philip went down to Samaria and he preached Christ, there were all kinds of healings and miracles taking place. But then, when they heard about it at Jerusalem, they sent Peter and John, the apostles sent Peter and John to lay hands on the Samaritans and pray for them. It says it this way, and pray that they might receive the Holy Ghost. So we want to have prayer tonight that those in here tonight who do not yet speak in this spiritual language, to have direct, intimate communication with the Father, that you would come up tonight and you would expect to receive it and know, remember this, that Jesus didn't make it difficult. He said, he breathed on them, said, receive the Holy Ghost and go to the upper room and wait. So if you would, come up in here right now. Come up right now. And we want others. Now, don't sit back on me. Come on up here. Come on up here. If you don't speak and pray in tongues, if you don't have that spiritual language, come on up. Now, I know some of you that do pray in tongues think that you can sit still. But no, we want you to come up too. Because we need you to get behind these. If you all would come a little closer, I won't bite you, I promise. I want everybody that is here to receive their spiritual language in the first line. And then I want, like he is right here, I want some of the other saints of God, some of you other believers, to be a support and a prayer support for these. And let's pray and expect that they will receive the Holy Spirit. Amen.